Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
Welcome, everybody, to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Welcome, 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 welcome. In case this is your first time, I'll go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, my brother?
Good, and you, man?
Great, man, great, man, great, man. I always say it's an interesting topic because our topics are always juicy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So today, we're gonna put UFC and boxing aside, and we're going to talk a bit about the UEFA Champions League. So there's a lot that's been happening in the UEFA Champions League.
Definitely.
And just to announce that Chelsea and Man City, they'll be playing on the 29th of May in the finals. And look,
by the way, I'd just like to say this.
All right.
Big ups to Chelsea.
Now, big ups to Chelsea. It was a big...
Well, you know, honestly, Chelsea is... You know, normally it's a big team, but for me, as if a big team keeps losing or it keeps... As in, they won, but... Yeah. Most of the time they lose and they win and they so for me you lose credibility as a team like that.
Yes.
But if you look at Chelsea, the comeback in the UEFA Champions League was amazing.
But I remember we were talking about Chelsea as being like Chelsea has lost momentum. Chelsea has
I remember that. That was even before the lockdown.
Like they lost momentum then. But look, big ups to Chelsea. That's a good thing. And another, look, I just want to say this, Mr. Calvin. Like, big ups to Real Madrid, man. They really been doing very, very well. Yeah. Even though
they disappointed me the last match.
But look, they were doing well. Honestly, yeah. I just want to say big ups
okay,
to them.
Okay, let me say the last two matches they didn't do well because they drew against Chelsea. And they lost 2-0 at the last match against Chelsea.
Oh, okay. But look, I understand why you're saying big ups to Chelsea. It's because, look, they had a strong comeback after that.
Yeah,
after those losses. We were even losing hope in Chelsea. No lie, we were. Now they're coming back now. And obviously, we're going to explain who's on top of the log, the matches that happened. Let's predict, okay, who is supposed to make it in the final. If Chelsea and Man City didn't make it in the final, let's predict, okay, Real Madrid was supposed to make it in the final.
Definitely.
PSG was supposed
PSG
to make
was
it.
I honestly thought PSG and Madrid, I don't know why did I
yes,
that.
Because
of Man City was doing, I don't know why. Because if you look at Manchester City's last matches, they've basically been winning, man. They've been beating everyone. They last three, never mind three.
Four
matches.
But they're saying that Man City is going to lose. I don't know why they're saying that. I don't know why they predict that. And I think there's a match that's happening with Manchester United, if I'm not mistaken. There's a match happening. But we'll see what happens. I will chat more about that next week. But right now, let's chat about the matches that have been happening in the past and who's on top of the log, who's the top goal scorer, who's on top of the log.
And you know what I think? I think we should be talking about what happened.
What happened to who?
To Liverpool. Honestly, yeah.
Oh, okay.
My first team to make it to the final in my head was Liverpool. I don't know why.
But so you just assumed Liverpool was going to make it to the final.
Unfortunately,
they didn't make it. But let's discuss more about that after that. Radio has never been better.
Crunch music is hot music.
All my life I wanted to be a gangster.
Me too.
This is Decoding the Crimeverse. And if you haven't picked up what we're doing today...
Guys, can I tell you the excitement I have right now?
It is exhilarating to do this topic because for me, this is the reason I started liking crime.
This is my favorite part of crime.
That sounded wrong. Okay, she meant it in a good way.
It's my favorite part to study.
Welcome back. Where radio has never been better. So we are going to chat more about the UEFA Champions League. But firstly, Calvin just popped the question as to what happened to Liverpool. Because what I see, Mr. Calvin, in Group
The UEFA Champions League was so interesting. It was so intense. I've been watching, well, not all of the matches.
Yeah.
But it has been so intense that I haven't... Obviously, I've been working with Madrid, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've been watching them the whole way they've been doing the
match. Why you chose Liverpool?
But I didn't realize it until I looked at the quarterfinals and I went back to the semifinals and I'm like, wait. When did Liverpool and Man United go out? So they were out even before the quarterfinals.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you saying, in your opinion, that they're at the bottom of the log?
Not really.
In your opinion, I'm not saying stats now. In your opinion.
Well, they did very bad this year.
Okay.
Definitely. Because, you know, those two, okay, but you normally find, like, your PSG always, it's always fighting for the Champions League. It's always close.
Mm.
But, yeah. Liverpool's always there.
But
look, United's always, but yeah, it's just.
But PSG are those type of people, those type of teams where they'll rather die fighting than to be comfortable. They'd rather lose fighting in a sense.
Definitely. Yeah. And PSG has been playing very well. They recent matches. It's just they lost two matches.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it was a bit of a.
It was a bit of a disappointment, but look, they are going to make a strong comeback initially.
The last game they lost against, well, if they won, they were going to make it, I believe, into the
finals. Yes.
But they lost against Man City in the semifinals.
Speaking about Liverpool, right? Did you know they're on top of the log in Group D?
Yeah,
they're on top of the log in Group D, and right now. They have so many points. They have 13 points. 13 points on the log. They are leading with Atlanta, Ajax, and Midland or something like that. Yeah, so they have 13 points in Group D. So they're on top of the log. But they went out of the team before the quarterfinals. But they're on top of the log in Group D. That's funny.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So, but look, man.
Well, I think they also look at how the team's been. Okay, yeah. Well, they were performing well.
Clearly we can't dispute that.
Yeah, from the beginning of the league, they were doing very well. And then, somewhere, somehow, they hit a downhill.
Oh, no. I totally get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying. So, let's chat about the top goal scorer on the UEFA Champions League. So the first person is from Dortmund. Erling Haaland, he has 10 goals in the UEFA Champions League.
He's too much, guys.
And which leads by number 2, Kylian Mbappe.
I almost, guys. I think it was last year.
Yeah.
No, not last year. If the year before, but I know it's long ago.
Yeah.
Where I wanted to change to start favoring Borussia Dortmund because of Haaland.
Really?
Yep, I'm glad. He's too much.
Haaland is too much. Which we leash by Kylian Mbappe, obviously, which is 8 goals as well. Alvaro Morata, number is 6. It's 6 goals. Karim Benzema, which is your player, Mr. Calvin, which is leashed by 6 goals, followed by Marcus Rashford, 6 goals in Manchester United. Mohamed Salah, 6 goals as well. Neymar, 6 goals. Oliver Giroud, 6 goals, and Youssef as well. And those are the top goal scorers at the moment in the UEFA Champions League. So it's funny enough is Cristiano Ronaldo's not here.
I don't know. Not that it's a bad thing.
No,
it's
but
just,
I just don't know. I just don't know.
Is it dead time?
It's, I don't know. I think it's
is
that
it
the time.
The end of his career?
That's a good
question.
Well,
he's still playing, don't get me wrong.
But is it the end?
We're talking about the shine now.
Is it the end
of his shine?
But is it the end, though?
Because remember, they don't all just... Okay, there is players who died, obviously.
Yeah.
Legends like your Maradona, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
We have legends, but what I'm saying is he... It's because we know Ronaldo is Ronaldo, you know what I'm saying? You're always going to know him like that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that now,
Is that the end of his prime?
Yes. Is that where people are going to start speaking less about him? Or, well, I might be wrong.
Look, it's the case now. People not speaking a lot about him. Yes, he does post, but they're not making a big deal about it. So, but the question you asked, is this the end of Cristiano Ronaldo's career? Not career, but...
Yeah,
like his football.
Shine, yeah,
It's time to shine in the football industry because he has been shining for years, not a year, years.
And he's still scoring. Don't get me wrong.
He's still scoring. But I think.
But yeah.
In your opinion, do you think it's his time just to pull back now
and give up?
No.
I think he can carry on, but I might be wrong again. But what I'm saying is that we're going to start speaking about your Holland, your Mbappe.
Definitely.
I'm saying? The rising. Well, we're going to start seeing. Well, they will start showing. And we'll be like, oh yes, Ronaldo. That's what I'm saying. That's
so
what it will get.
It's
to.
Like we will remember Ronaldo and Ronaldo's and the Messi's like we remember Ronaldinho's.
You know what
the
I'm saying?
The other Ronaldo's
they will be
now,
there in our heads, but...
Yeah,
they won't be ranked.
They won't be ranked like that. We could the same way we speak about Ronaldo, like we used to speak about Ronaldo back then.
Yeah.
We're gonna speak about him like the way we spoke about the Ronaldinhos, the other Ronaldos that used to speak about him, the Pepes, and all of those players.
I mean, if you look at Erling is very young. He's in his 20s. Kylian Mbappe. Very young.
I think he's 21, 22. He's 21, 22, if I'm not mistaken. But he's very, very young. Look, we're going to start... they're going to start talking about the Mbappes now. You get what I'm saying? But also, Neymar's also... He's also young, but he's going to his 30s right now. But he still has time to shine. You get what I'm saying? So, but we're going to talk... But mostly, they're going to talk about the young generation.
I think I might be wrong, though, right? But okay. I think the trick in soccer...
Okay.
Because, boxing, MMA, we have people who are over 40.
Yeah, 100%.
Beating people up like your Romero.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I might be wrong. But the trick I've seen in soccer, for me, is that once you hit, well, some of them it happens earlier than that, like 38, 39.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think like when you hit 40,
100%.
People really start, you really start tanking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
like,
can even see that.
Really,
yeah.
really start forgetting.
Yeah, but I think when you in your 20s, early 30s, you can still keep your shine there. And that's why...
Well,
Ronaldo
in your 20s
doing...
is like a freaking beginning of career, you know what
it's,
I'm saying?
It's a beginning.
Like Mbappe still has a freaking long way to go, you know what
even
I'm saying?
Even though he's shining now.
And I hope he keeps it like that because he will be very big. He might be bigger than your Ronaldo. I don't know.
He will be the most talked about. No lie. He might be the worst talked about. But we're not disputing the other generations that are going to come. Because I think we said it before. Yes, there's the Messi's, there's the Ronaldo's, but always remember, there's the younger generation that's going to do better
there's
than them.
Definitely rising. There's always a
there's
younger,
always the younger
yeah,
generation.
Yeah, you can't stay on top. If you do stay on top, time. We just
time will tell.
Time will run you out, and the youngsters will.
The youngsters will.
I'm not saying you should be ran out, but what I'm saying is that there is those people who I don't know if they're listening to me now, but there's those people who say,
"Yeah,
he's a goat. He's the best for
for
whatever." You know what I'm saying? But
until the break,
some of us, and some of us, we like who is rising and he's the best.
Because you can be the best only for a certain time, but what if someone comes and break your record? Then what? Then you're forgotten.
Definitely.
You're forgotten, then you have that someone has to break that person's record now.
Like Madrid also, if you look at Benzema, I don't know how old is Benzema, but one thing I can tell you for sure is
he's very, very old. He's been in the game. He's been in the game for a very, very long time. No lie.
For me, I might be wrong also, but I'm thinking he's very good for Madrid. But if someone like him had to go down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We still have Jovencius, you know what I'm saying? We have
Rodriguez,
you know, and they're very young. That's why I'm mentioning them.
Okay.
21, 22. I think that's what, clubs do look at that, but I think that's what they should be looking at. You know what I'm saying? Raising up boys, as in young boys, yeah.
Yeah, because, I think you shine more when you are young. Yeah. Like, I think it's your opportunity to actually prove yourself. You understand?
Yeah.
Build yourself. I mean, Kylian Mbappe, he's talked about, but not more talked about as like with Messi, definitely, with Ronaldo. But
yeah,
when he reaches to that stage where 25, 26, 27.
Well, he should have built a career by that time.
You get what I'm saying?
Because of what he's doing now. We're looking at what he's doing and we know that.
He said, okay, something, so some, look, what's going to happen in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? We're going to like talk about his name. Okay, Kylian Mbappe. But you see what the UEFA Champions League, all teams are playing. I mean, let's talk about, I'm sorry to mention this, let's talk about the downgraded teams. We were having a discussion at some meeting. Some people should mention Arsenal. I'm sorry to mention Arsenal.
No, but by the way, can I just repeat, guys, what we mean by down teams? We don't mean... It means nothing. Just in our personal opinion, when we're watching that,
you like, whoa,
that team, you like, okay, I watched it like last week and it lost. The week before, it lost against... You know what I'm saying? And you're like, no, they've been... You know, that's the type of...
So I'm sorry to... mention Arsenal, but they we were talking about, I mean, years ago, we were talking about Arsenal as being, in inverted commas, best team. Look at them now. I'm not criticizing them. We are not criticizing them at all, Mr. Calvin, but they have been doing, I would, extremely bad, man.
Well, from the, in my, well, they did win matches, you know what I'm saying?
They, look, they did.
When they did something, it wasn't something they kept. That's my problem. They
okay.
Won, they won. Well, so most teams do that, but what I'm talking about, e.g., Madrid.
Okay.
Win, loss. Loss. Okay. Win, loss. Win. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But you know that team for, there's a possibility it might win.
But with Arsenal,
it got to that point. I'm not. Yeah, it just got to that point where you like, I don't know if they're gonna win.
Then you like, it's gonna loss, win.
And Arsenal blames different. It's either the coach. It's either the coach is being blamed, or something somehow. But the coach is always number one.
I mean, it's just that type of thing where you. I mean, sometimes it's the coach, sometimes it's the player, sometimes it's the organization. We don't know. There's a lot of politics in this thing.
Definitely.
There's a lot of politics in this thing. We don't know what's the problem. I mean, do you remember with this situation with Messi wanting to leave Barcelona? It was all over the news. All over. Even, I think, was it PK? PK even wrote a statement, tried to speak to Messi, things like that. Mm. He's been wanting to leave. Even, I think it was the press... Was it the president that chatted to Messi that much? The president of the country or the president of Barcelona?
The president of Barcelona.
So he actually chatted to Messi and said, hey.
Well, we know he didn't want to... Not the new one, the latest one, but the old one.
He definitely
didn't want Messi to leave. That's why they were bringing up every... Well, arguments against him, which I would still... Well, if a lot of people would have said...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what would the Barcelona fans would have said.
But
what I'm saying is that, the
organization,
the president was against him.
He was against it. He was like, he had chats with him and say, "Nah, you shouldn't leave.
I thought they would see it as a team rising. You know what I'm saying? Because think about it this way. Don't get me wrong. Messi is still one of the best players.
Okay.
But what could Barcelona do if they sold Messi? Because if you think, I personally think Barcelona could buy 3 players just from selling Messi.
The money. Oh, okay.
I'm not talking peanuts. I'm talking a proper
big
seller.
Money. Like they big could, money.
I'm not. Yeah, I don't know. They could go to. And I'm not saying they must just choose because they lost Messi. For me, it's a thing of this guy's. Literally, you just take out Messi, they're dead. That's the picture they've given me. Because of the
because of
them not wanting to release Messi. And I'm thinking, well, wasn't that supposed to be a gain for you guys more? Because Messi is one of the high, I don't know, they compared him to how many players in the team.
He was one of
put
the highest.
Their money together, that makes Messi's money, basically.
What?
So, and their salaries wasn't even counted fully. But that's what I'm... he could be replaced, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With 22-year-olds.
Yeah, 100%.
Rising stars. Three
Yeah, I get
good
your mindset.
Players or some... You know?
I get your mindset. I mean, in my opinion, if they let Messi go, that was supposed to be a game for Barcelona. Why? Because remember, there's a younger team at Barcelona.
I don't know if you saw, there's a 22-year-old in Chelsea, Paul Merrison.
Oh, Paul Merrison, yes.
He's been doing a lot of players.
Oh, is it?
He's good. He's expected to start in the final. And I just say, watch out for that boy. And I've been personally watching him against Madrid.
But even though
you missed the opportunities, he's been coming with in the box, man. You're like, who's that boy? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And he's only 22 years old. That's why I'm saying, young players, it's what's needed now. You need young players.
Yes,
fresh.
Exactly that.
Definitely.
And that's what Real Madrid has that. That's why they always come at the top every time. Like, there's always, like, young players coming through.
Yeah.
You're like, man, you even ask yourself, but who are these guys? They're so good. They just come out of the blue. You get what I'm saying?
And they still have their old players.
Yes.
But if you look at it, they do it in such a way that they mix them with young players. Young, 100%. Fresh, you know?
But mostly you may find out they're all young players, and you may find out the league is like pumping up. Also Barcelona.
Definitely.
If also Barcelona, they should do that. When Messi goes out, that's where they need to give the young players to shine on the main team right now. To say, okay, guys, show me what you got now. Show me why that you want to be in the main team of Barcelona. And they can prove themselves.
You know?
You get what I'm saying?
Like, don't get me wrong. Barcelona has young players, but I personally don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they need to pull from the younger team.
Or pull, yes.
But for the fact that they did that with Messi, it's like... I still do have a high profile for them, but...
Yeah.
Now it's just like, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
You can't sell one player to carry on as a team. For me, that was crazy.
So, in closing, I just want to say, but please look out for the final between Chelsea and Man City. Yeah. It's going to be a very interesting...
Before we close.
Okay.
Oh. Marcus, you know the question.
No,
you know the question.
No, no.
It's right there laid out for you. Who's going to win this one?
Woo! Jay, you're making this hot.
And be careful. Chelsea or Man City?
Ish.
Before you make a decision, I will make a decision.
Okay,
because
please.
You look like you're still thinking. I am going with Chelsea.
You're going with Chelsea?
Yeah, and I think it's a 1-0. A long 1-0.
Oh, it's not going to be a walk in the park. So I'll choose. I was thinking Man City because Chelsea has been doing the most and Man City has been doing the most. So I'll give it to Man City because look, they're good. They've been winning. You get what I'm saying? In my opinion, Chelsea has been up and down. That's all I got to say to
you. Looking at, you're right, but we're looking at the Premier League, what they've been doing so far in the
You're looking at the Premier League now?
Yes, because I think since the Premier League, they've been doing well.
They've been doing well in the Premier League. So
since
you
the
think,
Premier League.
So yeah. You think they're going to take the cup?
Definitely.
Okay.
And then you go with City.
I'm going with City. I've made my decision.
I can't.
You said no. You said I must make my decision.
Definitely.
And that's final. We'll find out after the finals who's been proved wrong here.
Who's right.
Who's right and who's wrong. So anyway, if you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za or you can catch us on all social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, on ActiveFM 777, which is...
The number of heaven.
Of course. It's been good. It's been real. But we got to go. We got to say peace out and God bless. This is the supporting base where radio has never been better.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.